1450 AM, KBBS. Good morning, Buffalo, Wyoming. It's time for Community Speaks, brought to you by The Prescription Shop. Police Chief Jason Carter joining us right after this.
The Prescription Shop in Buffalo is your hometown locally owned pharmacy. They will take the time to get to know you and your specific needs. As a small business, they take pride in giving individual attention. The Prescription Shop has a large gift department where you can find a unique item for that special someone. Buffalo's best kept secret for jewelry, accessories, candles, chocolates, and more. Whether it's toys, gifts, or prescriptions, The Prescription Shop has you covered. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at The Prescription Shop.
Good morning. It's 1450 AM, KBBS. Time now for Community Speaks. You can hear us every day at 10 AM, or just after 10 AM, that is, on 1450 AM, KBBS, and 103.5 FM. Joining us in studio today, Police Chief Jason Carter. Jason, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. What are we going to talk about, Jason? What's going on down at BPD?
I like to talk about Blue Santa, like we talked about.
Okay.
Then some scams we're having problems within the community.
Okay, perfect. So what exactly is Blue Santa?
Blue Santa is one way for our department to give back to our community. This is going to be the eighth year we're doing this. This year, we've been blessed again by the community, which is strictly donations. We're helping five families that are in need. We've had people in the community, of course, give us donations and money. This is the first year for us. We're actually given a car.
Oh, wow.
So it's
that's awesome.
Pretty special.
Yeah, no joke. That's crazy.
For that.
Neat. So you're helping five families. Do you take applications for those, or how's that work?
How it works basically is a program I started when I took over that I'm trying to help people that they're down on the luck at the time. And we get a lot of help from the schools, the counselors, other counselors in Buffalo that are, for example, are in need of a medical condition right now.
Sure.
Because that's where I come from, the past medical problems. And this year is no different. A lot of people, unfortunately, get sick. They can't control it, have families, and they got to choose between medical bills or Christmas. That's where we're stepping in with the aid of our community, which we're blessed to live in. We've donated last year over around $9,000.
Wow.
This year, about the same. It's pretty heartwarming. In our office up there, there's a training room we have, and it looked like Christmas threw up in there. But it's presents for... all the families we're helping.
Okay.
And the only thing is, there's no strings attached. The community has no clue what it is. So we're helping that bless. The family needs help at that time to get through the holidays, because these people are not arrested, not being dealt with on the negative end of us. They're dealing with us because they're in a... My chair keeps dropping down.
Sorry.
On a medical need.
Sure.
Which is something I deeply... I'm tied to.
Sure.
I'm blessed that my department wants to help with that. This year has been Officer Brian McCarter and Dispatcher Erica McCarter for that. I've taken the head on. But it's going to be our whole department's been doing it. It comes down to my receptionist, my administrator, Carol Herman up front. She's answering all these phone calls, accepting all the money. Officers going around to the communities, talking to people, passing out a letter, explaining what it is. How we're trying to help back in a time of year, talking to the schools, talking with the counselors. And also, too, we're doing is helping with school lunches, helping the senior center with past due bills at the schools and at the senior center. It's our way to give back, and it's pretty special for us.
Just good old-fashioned Christmas giving, huh?
It's good old Christmas care for us.
Sure.
Dealing with people in a positive way for our department. It is something I'm very, very proud of.
That's awesome. So it's all donations that you take?
It's all donations, 100%.
So is that just, small donations from members of the community? Do you get big donations? How's that?
We've got donations of all sizes. We got donations, of gift certificates to certain places, businesses. We've got checks over $1,000. In the past, we've got motel rooms donated, meals donated to us. Our community, we're blessed to live in, is so unbelievable.
Definitely.
We get meals donated, stuff like that. And it's something that feels very positive for us. And sometimes it's a hard time to hear people with medical problems or down on their luck because they lost their job.
Sure, especially with seasonal work and everything.
It is. Exactly correct.
It can be a hard time of year for a lot of people. So that's really cool that you guys are giving back like that. So are you guys good on donations for this year? Are you looking for more?
We're still looking for more.
Okay.
Anytime we get anything else to help us, it's good. We're getting donations daily still brought in, turned to us, because we like to help out even after Christmas, too, because people call and say, you know, they can't pay their rent, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And there's a gap. We help fill that gap at that time.
Okay. Very cool.
So, but it put, these guys put a lot of heart and effort into doing their work.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That's very cool.
And our town is amazing.
Sure. So if people want to donate, do they come down to the police station?
They What's come down to the police department. Or also, like in the letter we have an email called Blue Santa Buffalo PD. And people email that quite a bit, asking questions. And we respond back to them. So there's going to be multiple ways to contact us. They can contact us at 684-5581 if they have questions. We can answer them there, too. But it's something this time of year that we feel very strongly about.
Sure. Do the people that you're helping out know they're going to get the help?
Correct.
Okay.
How it works is we're given names to talk with.
Sure.
Because
see if they need it and everything.
See if they need it. Then we approach them to make sure they're okay with us helping them. Then some might say no.
Absolutely.
But if they do, then we reach out to them and see what they need. How can we help them out? It's their choice if they know it's from us or it's getting known from them. We don't care about that part there.
Sure.
We just make sure that we wrap it, is given to them, and it's their discretion. They will meet the officers, or they want to do that themselves.
Very cool.
Because the point is not us giving the presents to them. Our point is basically help that family out that time, because it's hard, and to get over Christmas in a good, positive way. So, and it's very emotional.
Yeah, oh, I can imagine so, yeah. No.
I mean, because you have medical bills, you're out of a job, like you said. It seems like when it's going to be, when all the things are going wrong, you know, might be out of a job, might have medical bills, your car breaks down, you got flat tires, you can't pay rent. That's what we're there for, this program, to help assist. This one period of time, have them a joyful Christmas with them and their family. That's our joy, see that smile on their faces. Before and after Christmas.
Absolutely. Well, that's very cool. And you guys are giving away a car this year. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Wow. Yep, we gave away a car.
Was that donated or did you
It was donated.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a phone call, and that's a first for us. I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
It was a local business that did that in town.
Oh, very cool.
And it's just like, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, no joke.
Because it's going to somebody that needs a car at the time. And what I like about it, it's no strings attached.
Yeah.
And we're helping people in a need at the time.
Absolutely.
Very heartwarming.
Yeah, no, I think that's really cool. You know, the police officers give back so much to the community anyways. It's awesome that you're giving even more back. You know, up in Sheridan, they do the whole shop with the cop thing.
Correct.
And, you know, it's really cool you guys are getting on the bandwagon, too. And
it is.
You know, a lot of police departments around the country do this, and I think it's a great way to give back, you know, and which is crazy because you guys give so much anyways, just in your everyday job.
We do give back a lot, but yeah. This all started because when I was sick, many years ago,
sure.
We were given that opportunity by the hospital and buildings like that. So we wanted to, when I took over, I wanted to institute that.
Pay it forward. Sure.
And it's gone leaps and bounds.
Absolutely.
Because when I started, I had Angie Lloyd helping us, McHenry doing that, Matt Mislin, and it just continued now to Brian Erickson doing it.
Cool.
And it's just that thought of reaching out to the community that we're blessed to live in, that sees a need and assists unbelievably well. I mean, it's positive for the police department, positive for the city, and it's positive for community.
Sure. How many years have you guys been doing this?
Eight years now.
8 years. Wow, crazy. So it's becoming quite the annual thing.
It is.
That's awesome. Anything else you want to cover on Blue Santa before?
I think that's about it for Blue Santa.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you again.
Yeah.
To our community and you asking us on today to talk about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, our pleasure. You know, we're always happy to help out. Anytime you want to talk about something, you're more than welcome to come on here, and that's why we're here. You know, spread the word a little bit.
It is.
Yeah. So, but then you were saying we're going to talk about some scams as well going on in the
correct.
Area. And I'll tell you what, these robocalls lately have just been out of control. Oh my goodness, they're nonstop. I don't even answer the phone anymore.
Crazy. That's good that you bring that up because. Some of the robocalls now are even your own phone number.
Yeah. No, it's like a local number, too. You know,
it's a local number.
It's crazy.
So what we've been hit on really lately is Google Play cards.
Okay.
Never heard of them a year ago.
Sure.
Now we're getting hit really heavy with them in the community. Somebody's calling in, and they're saying that you need to go purchase this card to cover a debt, to fix a computer problem, to fix a computer virus. And these Google Play cards blow me away.
Sure.
Because people are going buying $100 to a couple thousand dollars worth.
Oh, my goodness.
And these cards are not refundable.
Yeah.
You're stuck with them. They're so crafty, these scammers are, that they're doing a robocall.
Sure.
Like you said. Or they're doing an email, pretending to be somebody else, ask them to help them out at the time. Nobody's going to legitimately call you on the phone and say, you need to go purchase $1,000 worth of Google Play cards to lock that computer.
Yeah.
Or to pay off this debt. Or you get an email saying, you need to get $8,000 or $5,000 worth of Google Play cards to cover this problem. That's when you need to call us. And I'm blessed because Carol, my dispatcher's up there, screen these calls so much.
Sure.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's not legitimate. But it's a local number calling, and it scares a lot of people because of the threat of taking over an account or locking up a computer is a scary situation to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually got one of the emails the other day on my news email here at the studio, and what they did is somehow, and I inherited this news email. I only had the password for a few days, you know, being kind of new here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. I got it, and what happened was they had hacked the email, emailed me an email from my own email address, and they said, oh, if you don't give us $700 in Bitcoin, we're going to release all your personal information. Well, I'm like, well, this is my news email there. You know, what are you going to do? You didn't actually hack my computer. I know this is a scam, you know. So, but, you know, that's just another thing. I can imagine someone on their personal computer would get that email and be freaked out, you know. And
so that's what it is. We're seeing a lot of that work
with the cryptocurrency and everything. Yes. Sure.
And people are going out buying these cards and stuff like that. They're trying to cover the cost so nothing happens like that. I never heard of this a year ago, and we're getting hit really heavy with that in our department. So people get that kind of email or phone call, please call us, because these are not refundable. And if you do purchase them, they're asking you to scratch the back off, to call them with a number, or to copy it and scan it back to them in email.
So then you just lost that.
You lost that. As soon as you hit send or give them that number, then call us. It's too late. That money's gone.
Yeah, for sure. So that's crazy. It's just these guys are so crafty. I just can't believe it. You know, people. You know, I'm a little younger, so I'm more tech savvy, and I know a little better. But I can imagine, you know, older folks might not understand exactly what's going on and get scared and fall for it. And
well, it is like our next one. We're getting calls on Social Security.
Oh, that's a big one. I'm sure.
Stating your benefits have been compromised unless you pay something up. Same way again.
Sure.
In some kind of, you know, money form.
Yeah.
That's huge. We're also getting scams in the community of IRS saying that you have outstanding debt, that we as a police department come to your location and arrest you unless you pay this amount owed.
Sure.
Either, again, through a electronic money or a transfer money like that.
Yeah.
We will never call and tell us when they're going to get arrested.
Sure.
Neither will the IRS.
Yeah.
So it has to be a legitimate letter to go with that. They get in the mail, call us again, drop by the department, review it. 99.9% of the time, it's going to be a scam.
Absolutely. So.
One other scam we got the other day was kind of interesting. Was from an insurance company.
Okay.
Saying that you won $5 million or a Mercedes.
Oh, good. You get one or the other.
And how you claim this prize is putting a donation down of, say, you got to pay $5,000 for the sales tax.
Oh, okay.
So they want to pay that sales tax cost, then you lose that money. So anytime you get a scam, anything is not right, if it looks like you're going to get money for free, call us.
Sure.
Because most times it's going to be you're going to lose money.
Play it safer than sorry.
Play it safer than that.
Yeah.
If you get threatening phone calls, like from the IRS, call us too.
Absolutely.
At least we can tell you it's not true. Because you're going to get people in town getting called repeatedly, which has happened. It's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys, can you deal with this in any way? Or is there not really a way to track them down rather than just keep people from getting ripped off and you can't you know, hold these people accountable at all?
We can't, because most of the time they're not in the United States.
Okay, sure. It's coming
what
from
we can do is educate the public.
Okay.
Educate the person we talk with and advise them this is not true.
Yeah.
We've had officers talk to them on the phone. They hang up on us. But the biggest thing is making sure that somebody doesn't learn, lose the hard-earned money.
Absolutely.
Is my concern with that.
Sure. So, no, that's crazy. It's just, they get so creative and, you know, people can definitely fall for it. And, yeah, so I guess watch out for scams is the moral.
Exactly. You have questions, call us.
What's the, like, most demographic you find of people who are susceptible to these?
It's going to be the elderly people in our community.
Sure.
And I'm not sure how they track it down.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in the 60 to 80 year age range with that.
Gotcha. So just getting the word out is really important. All right, Jason, well, is there anything else we need to talk about today?
I think we covered quite a bit today.
Awesome. So just remind people, your Blue Santa, you guys are still looking for some donations down right there. Always looking for donations to help some folks out who are down on their luck now. And then keep an eye out for scams, the Google Play cards, the Social Security cards, and the insurance company. Unfortunately, no one's going to win $5 million or a Mercedes. Ah, bummer.
Well, yep, exactly.
I can dream, right?
I know.
All right. Well, thank you, Jason. We appreciate you being on the program. This has been Community Speaks on 1450 AM, KBBS 103.5 FM. My name is Spencer Porton. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for the KB Morning Show. And then I'm off Monday and Tuesday for Christmas. So hope you all have a happy holiday and a good long Christmas weekend. I hope that you get Monday off as well. Until then, we'll talk tomorrow morning and be right back here with you on 1450 AM KBBS. This has been Community Speaks.